A wise man once said, your enemy, a friend of mine, is the same as yours. Did that same wise man know we were talking about Vandal Savage? And are we really trading Dick Grayson for Halo and who's going to die this season? There's so much to talk about. We're talking Young Justice After Show right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up, what up? We're doing Young Justice After Show.
Second to last one.
Yes, don't even bring it up. Don't even bring it up. But hey, thank you guys for being here. What's up, y'all? I am Jeff, and I'm here with my ride or die, my partner on almost all the after shows we do. Anais, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to see more Nightwing back in action and Forger, yes.
Yes. Aren't we all? Aren't we all? But yes, we are here. I am Jeff Williams, your host, and we are talking Young Justice Outsiders, episode 23 called Terminus. And this whole episode, there was so much stuff going on. We're going to be talking about the fallout from Justice League, or from last episode with the Justice League. We're going to be talking about Granny Goodness and all the things that's going on that's not good with her, and all the things that's not good with the Justice League. And then what's going on with the people that are not with Granny Goodness, like Jefferson and the rest of the Outsiders. So there's a lot of stuff to break down. But before we get all into that, we're going to do our overall thoughts. But later we got news, predictions, we got an Outsider Spotlight, so don't forget, we got all of those. But yeah, what was your overall thought?
I thought this was a awesome episode because, like I said, you know, I got some Nightwing in there. I love Nightwing and Forager. And now I think it's like, you know, we're reaching like the climax of the, you know, season. And just seeing, you know, more. I really like episodes where we see both the Justice League and the younger, you know, the proteges or whatever working together. So, well, they're not really working together, but they're in the same episode. So, yeah, and I just want to show off my shirt. I love Zack Snyder. Woo!
Got to represent. Give us that Snyder cut.
Yes.
We're still going
hashtag
for it.
Hashtag release a Snyder cut.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag release a spider. Yes, I said spider. You already knew what I meant. And we got to do hashtag. What was our hashtag for Young Justice?
Save Halo?
Yes, save Halo. But I guess she doesn't even need saving anymore. Should we do it to hashtag maybe, save Dick Grayson?
But I mean, save her from Granny Goodness.
We have to hashtag save the Justice League from Granny Goodness, because Granny Goodness has all of them. But yeah, with this whole episode, there was so much fun because there was so much action from all our favorite from all our favorite superheroes and stuff. So it was really cool to see. One of my favorite parts in this episode was when they were doing like kind of flashbacks, because Dick Grayson was like kind of having something wrong with him when he was when they were fighting, and you kind of saw the flashback with Kid Flash and all the Young Justice while they were young and stuff. Yes, R.I.P. Wally. You know, but no, it was really cool to see that. Mm-hmm. And the episode starts off with the fallout of the Justice League and what. Not really, like, they're not disbanding, but they're the fallout of everybody figuring out of all the secrets that happened last episode. So, how do you feel like that went? Because you see everybody in different groups and everything. Do you think it's going to be a lasting rift between the group?
I think they're, you know, it's going to end with everyone, like, coming back together, you know, to save, you know, I guess Halo and then... like Dick Grayson, because I think he's the only non-meta right now, like in there, and he's the most in danger, because, you know, if they said in the episode that, you know, the anti-life equation, like, basically what's going to kill the non-metas, and that's why he was the most affected with the fever and all that stuff, so please save my guy.
Yeah,
save him.
I was like, we just got past Halo not dying, and then now we get the fact that...
And then, like, Dick Grayson, like, was already, like, you know, we got past him already almost dying, and now again, it's like, oh, they just really want to kill him. No.
I was like, can you let us breathe for a minute? Now we got Halo, like, okay, she's not dying. Now we got Dick, was like, one of the favorite characters and everything, is like, oh, so he's gonna die, or is he not? It's like... so much going on. One of the other just people in there and relationships are trying to mend. We see McGann talking to Superboy and trying to figure out where their kind of relationship is at this point, because there's so many secrets. Mm-hmm. And Superboy is like, what's going on? I can't trust you. I don't know anything you're doing, because you've lied in the past. You're lying now. So he doesn't really trust her. And it's unfortunate to see, but she asked him, like, I thought you forgave me. He's like, I didn't forget, though.
Yeah, I felt, it kind of reminds me of, like, me. Or just, like, I mean, like, I might forgive you, but I don't forget.
No, 100%.
But, I mean, I feel like, okay, maybe you can't forget it, but, you know, once you told someone that you forgive them, then you have to kind of, like, move on. You can't just, like, tell someone, oh, I forgive you, but I'm still gonna, like, resent you for it. Like, okay, either don't forgive me or forgive me and let's move on from it.
You know? I think I get that because I don't want this like stain. Like, come on, either you move past it.
Are you gonna bring it up all the freaking time?
Like, but the thing is, it's not like he brought it up every time. He brought it up when he got pissed off and when something similar happened a second time. So I kind of see where he's coming from on the fact that, like, nah, you did the same thing. That's why I'm bringing it up. It's not like I just bring it up on a Tuesday because, you know, the Flash is on or something.
Mm-hmm. It's just hard because she's doing these things not for selfish reasons. It's, you know, because she's trying to save people. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when you're trying to do something like that, like, you know, whether if it's a superhero or, like, if you're a detective or working for a CIA or something, there are certain things you have to keep to yourself.
Yep.
And I feel like if you're with somebody in that position that works there, you have to understand that you can't know everything. It's for security. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you should, like, if you're not going to be understanding about that, then you shouldn't date someone like that, you know? Like, if I'm going to date someone who's in the CIA, I should be okay with not knowing every single thing because it might be a security risk or something, you know? So if you're going to date a superhero, you know, especially if you're a superhero too, you should understand that maybe there are certain things you can't know. But then again, if you're a superhero, it's like, she should be able to trust me because I'm a superhero too. So yeah, it's really complicated.
It goes both ways because she's right in the fact that I'm protecting you. But he's also right in the fact that I need to know what you're protecting me from and why you're doing this, because it just comes off as lies right now. And that's not going to really work. And that's on him, because this is the second time this happened now where she's held some stuff with away from him. So at this point, you fooled me once, you're supposed to be gone. But, like, she fooled you twice. So it's totally up to you. Mm-hmm. But she hits him with a statement that, like, when I paused it because I thought about it, I was like, I don't know what's the right side on this. She literally says, it's either protecting our ideals or protecting the people. Which side do you go on that one?
Yeah, I don't. It's so hard. That's why I love this show, too, because it makes you think about all that stuff. But I don't know. I can't just, like, pick one. It's just, what do you think?
And that's literally the argument, or, like, the question we've been asking each other the last couple episodes, because when we found out about all the secrets and it's coming out, is it better to tell the secrets because we're trying to keep everybody in the know, or is it better to hold those so we can help everybody and help the general public and help more people? So it's up and down. I always like to say, if it's going to affect someone, you tell them. If you know you're lying to your loved one, you tell them and stuff, but I see where they're coming from. And the fact that protecting your ideals over the protecting the people, my only question is, are you losing yourself while protecting everybody? Because that's what they talked about later in the show, where Superboy was, like, kind of defending Magan, and was like, no, she's not going to do this again, when they wanted her to do the mind...
Brain fried.
Yeah. So they asked her to do that again, and he was like, no, protecting her. He was like, no, because you're doing this, but you're also losing part of yourself. So, it's a toss-up. Like, I don't...
But I feel like, I think for me, I would probably pick the choice that helps everyone. Yeah. Like, I'd rather protect other people than me. Just from things that I've gone through in my life, I'm like, yeah, like, who cares? So, and I feel like that's personally, like, what I would pick. It's just, like, what's better for the greater good. And that's why I understood when she was like, I'm prepared to kind of, like, sacrifice myself.
Yeah.
And that's very heroic. That's just, you know, she's a
hero. It is, but there's also the flip of the coin. So, like, if you do too much, that is putting yourself at risk or doing something that's dangerous. If you're thinking of the greater good, what happens if you're not there anymore? And then you can only stop this one instance, but you can't stop the future ones because you're not there. So it's...
Well, that's why they have other superheroes,
you know? That's why the Justice League and not just Justice McGon,
you know?
Yes. But, I mean, that's just the battle you have to deal with, because you don't want to lose yourself in the battle.
Well, no, what if she might be the next Wally? dun dun dun. Oh,
she
God.
Might.
Shoot.
So let us know in the comments. Do you guys think you would go for protecting your ideals or protecting the people? I mean, just or protecting the people.
Would just sacrifice yourself.
Yes. So let us know, people or yourself. Mm-hmm. Or your ideals, not just yourself, because that sounds more more selfish. Your ideals, the person you are, your soul. So, I mean, there's a lot to go in that. It's not just, like, black and white. So, I definitely want to hear what people think in the comments, because, like, we talk to people in the comments all the time, and I just enjoy talking to them, and I feel like we learn so much from them. Yeah. But, yeah, so getting into that, there was so much going on in the show with Granny Goodness, and how once the fallout, they kind of get this alert on, or not, they didn't even get an alert. We see Vandal Savage,
mm-hmm.
and he's at the front door. What's your automatic thoughts when you see that?
Well, don't they get like the guy at the front desk or something? Is like,
yeah, they get that little alert, and you see Vandal Savage's face. What's your automatic thought when you see this one?
Just like, what the heck? Like, why is he there? Like, why did he go through like the instead of just like. Because usually, like, supervillains, they'll just, like, randomly show up. And, mm-hmm. and it's, like an arrow. It's, like Merlin's always just, like, wait, how do you get in here all the time? Like, don't we have security?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, Vandal Savage, is like, he was doing, like, the proper, like, just kind of going through, like, the proper channels to get in. So I thought it was a little bit funny. I was like, wait, you know, it's kind of fishy. Like, why are you trying to be, like, a good guy now? Like, what? And then, yeah, he's trying to help them. So I feel like, I don't know if I should trust him, like.
Yeah.
You know, he's gotta have some ulterior motive. Like, you can't just be just good all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Know?
It's like I was saying earlier, like, your enemy and my enemy are the same. Does that mean we're friends? But also, you can't be friends with Vandal Savage.
Yeah. I mean, his name is Vandal Savage.
For a reason. So when I saw that, it kind of clicked back in my head that he was frustrated in the last episode. So I kind of thought he was coming to talk to them. I didn't know what he was gonna do, so I just kind of thought that. And then when we see, he kind of talks to them and tells them where they can find Halo, mm-hmm. and they don't really, his reasoning is because he wants Granny Goodness and the dark Granny Goodness to know that it came from him, so he wants the rift now. So mm-hmm. that's going to be an interesting fallout on their side, because we saw the fallout with the Justice League and the Outsiders and all of them and all that team. How's it going to be on the flip side when it's all the villains and the light as a whole, when there starts going to be a rift?
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be way bigger than the heroes, because at the end of the day, they're all fighting for one thing, and that's for the betterment of everybody. But for the villains, they all have their own missions.
Yeah. Maybe, but it might be good. They might just end up, like, killing each other in the Justice League, and we'll be like, cool, we don't have to do anything. They killed each other. Awesome. They did our work for us.
Yeah, so, and then, like, when they get, so, they finally go to the...
Orphanage?
The orphanage, but we find out, I mean, we know it because we see it, but they don't find out until they get there that it's, like, Granny Goodness is, like, hideout, kind of, and, mm-hmm. So they get there, and then they go into their different groups and stuff, and they find out everybody. Slowly but surely, they both get trapped into Granny Goodness's...
anti-life equation.
Yeah, anti-life equation. And she gives us the note that, oh, wait, not even Dick Grayson, but people, humans, are not going to be living through this anti-life equation. It's going to be sickness for a while, and then there's going to be... They're all going to die.
Yeah.
And she doesn't directly say that, but we know... she does say, and that's why Dick Grayson's kind of...
that's why he was, like, affected longer.
Affected longer. Yeah. She doesn't say death, but she says affected longer. So this fallout, how many... We don't know this because we were talking about this before. I think Dick Grayson's the only one up there that is not a metahuman right now.
Yeah,
please let us know in the comments if we are wrong, because we are trying to make sure we went through everybody. Mm-hmm. But I think Dick Grayson's the only one.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see how people... are going to help them, because they're all under their mind control right now. Mm-hmm. So we're talking Cyborg, Beast Boy, who else is still left?
Cassandra, Wonder Girl.
Yeah, so we have
Bart, Beetle Boy, Blue Beetle.
Yeah, so I mean, we have like a decent...
Shazam. Right? Shazam's not there.
Yeah, so we didn't see Shazam.
Shazam and I just said it earlier when we were outside, the magician girls. Zatanna.
Zatanna. Yes. So I mean, we still have a squad of people, but I'm curious to see, like, what about like Batman and, well, Barbara Gordon?
I was thinking about them because obviously, like, you know, Dick Grayson is, you know, Batman's like son, so mm-hmm. obviously Batman's gonna want to save him, but he might not be able to do much. He's gonna have to help from the outside, the whole Bat family, him, Barbara, Tim, because they're non-metas. They, like, they can't go in there. So I feel like, and I mean, they're all really smart. They're good at helping, like, from the outside. So mm-hmm. So I feel like that's probably what they're going to do. Like, just, you know, come up with a plan and all that stuff, because they can't go in there, you know, unless, like, you know, they come up with some scene or, like, Batman's, like, sacrificing himself for Dick, which I feel like Batman would do. Like, take me, you know, or something
if like anything, that. If anything, I was like, if he loves anybody, it's for sure going to be Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Because you can see Batman is not one to have emotions or care about what his friends think. And we've seen that throughout multiple episodes. But we've seen
in the comics, you know, when he's had to go through freaking Dick Grayson's death in the Injustice comics, which is a really stupid death, I will say. And then when he went through Jason Todd's death back, you know, earlier in the 90s, you know, how distraught he was there. And then Damian's death in the comics too. Like, pretty much every Robin has died except Tim mm-hmm. Drake, I think, has not died in the comics yet. So that's when you see Batman, like, just destroyed, crying, and just, you know, because that's, you know, they're his sons, basically, so.
Yeah. So with this anti-life equation, that's pretty much, like, our big bad of, or mm-hmm. what the obstacle we have to face, our big bad. Obviously, we have Granny Goodness and Darkseid and the whole light.
I just wonder if we're going to see more Darkseid. Like, we haven't seen that much. Like, yeah. I know she's working for him, but I kind of want to see more of him.
Yeah, because they talked about Darkseid being happy with Halo being there and everything. So they mentioned him so many times. We need to see him in action. Yeah,
please, please. So, I hope we have 3 episodes left. Let's see some Darkseid. Okay, he was cut out of Justice League. Okay, release the Snyder Cut. He was actually in the original. Yes.
Hopefully he didn't cut out Darkseid.
Zack Snyder's cut, and he was cut out. So let's at least see him in Young Justice. Come on. Like, stop hiding Darkseid. Why? Like, are you think we can't handle it? Come on. We can handle Darkseid.
I feel like you're offended. You think we can handle it? Give me Darkseid. I just want Darkseid. Yeah, just, like, let him know.
Can you handle the dark? Can you handle the dark?
I'm going to answer for everybody. We can handle it, and please give us Darkseid.
Yes, we need, like, come on. You can't just keep, like, talking about him, and, like, it's he's kind of, like, the reason, I feel, for all this, so let's see him.
Yeah.
He's, like, the Thanos of, even though I think Darkseid came before Thanos, mm-hmm. just saying, so we need to see him.
But with Darkseid and the light, or not the light, but with Darkseid and the anti-life equation being the big bad, do you think that Dick Grayson or someone of not or that's not a metahuman will die at the end of the season? I don't want to get too far in predictions, but this seems to be our big bad with 3 episodes left.
Well, okay, I think, you know, there is a chance of that happening because, you know, happened with Wally. Oh God, I was so sad when that happened. I will say that after that happened, I went out and bought myself a Wally West doll. I still have it because I was like, Wally, no. So I wouldn't be surprised, like, you know, the show would do that, but I don't know if it's going to be Dick. I feel like it's going to be somebody who's going to save him. Like, whoever kind of risks his life to not just maybe save Dick, but to save everyone. There's going to be somebody who's going to sacrifice themselves. And I don't know. Like, I feel we should, like, guess who it's going to be, like, during our predictions.
Yeah, that's what
we do. Yeah, we'll save it for our predictions. Who do you think it might be?
Also, leave it in the comments who you guys think is going to be, or if anyone will die this season, because we see with the anti-life equation, metahumans are the only ones that stay alive, so that would mean Batman. That would mean a lot of superheroes. So who's going to be staying alive up in here? So please let us know in the comments. Honestly, you guys make us the ESPN of TV talk. I love it when you guys comment. I feel like we learned so much from the comments. Literally, when it comes to a lot of the superhero shows, there's so many things we don't see. So I love getting in the comments and reading that. If you guys are watching on YouTube, please give us that thumbs up and subscribe, because we're going to be making videos every week. If you guys are listening to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, anywhere you guys can find us on just audio version, please give us that 5 stars. Or 5 likes. You know, just give me 5 of them, because I love
high 5. High fives.
Yes, give me 5 of them. And then, yeah, just subscribe and keep watching the show, because Young Justice in general, but AfterBuzz as a whole has just been a great time. I feel like we've grown so much as like panelists and just watching the show and stuff. So it's just a great time. Yeah. And hashtag, at the end of the day, hashtag, we're all outsiders.
Yes. More hashtags.
All the hashtags. But talking about outsiders, we see not all the outsiders are stuck with Granny Goodness. Mm-hmm. So we still have some left. And we see, so we talked about this a little bit earlier. We have
Beast Boy.
We have a decent amount of people that are not there. And Jefferson, and they're still all kind of figuring out what they're doing after the fallout.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Jefferson will join the Outsiders? And because we assume that the Outsiders are going to save the rest of the superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Jefferson's going to join that crew?
I think so, because even though he doesn't want to, but if he sees that so many of them are in danger, like, it's like, I feel like he can't help it. He's going to want to help because he's a hero, and it's like, you can't help it. And also the fact that, you know, the Bat family can't help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least they're in person, so it's like, okay, we need you guys, and who knows, they might, you know, his powers, you know, might be essential in, like, you know, like, I guess getting or breaking up the anti-life equation. He might be like the key.
Yeah,
you know,
so. I was thinking, just as a leadership factor, he might be one of the older people left.
That's,
I mean, Zatanna's one of the leaders as well.
Mm-hmm.
And but like, there's a lot of young guys.
Yeah, because we don't, like, Wonder Woman and Superman are, they're not available right now.
They're not available, so yeah. We need everybody and anybody.
Yeah.
And when I saw, when Jefferson is there with his kids and you see them, like, mm-hmm. playing like superheroes, yeah. I kind of thought that was a nod. I was like, yeah, I need to be doing this for the kids. Not mm-hmm. not literally for my kids staying here, but for the kids in general.
Yeah, that's how I took that. Because he probably sees how it inspires the younger kids, mm-hmm. I feel, so.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. Do you think Jefferson's justified in the fact that he left the group right now?
I think so. I think you need a break, you know? He went through so much, so I totally understand him, you know, just kind of needing to be alone, taking a break, but I thought it was nice for... Oh, Static, forgot about him.
Static Shock, that was great... Even though he did, like, a huge...
To, but it was nice of him to, like, be there for him, help him, even though, like, you know, he didn't really feel like talking or whatever, but it was just nice to, like, have a friend there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good job, Static Shock, being a good friend, and, you know, he's probably gonna, you know, go and help too. But yeah, I thought he was justified in taking some time.
Mm-hmm. Last week we were talking about it, and like, who's the most hurt in this situation. I thought it was Static Shock, or not Static Shock, I thought it was Black Lightning more than anybody. So mm-hmm. for me, go ahead, take a vacation, go ahead and leave, don't talk to nobody, because they weren't talking to you. So mm-hmm. like, I'm totally good with him leaving.
Yeah.
And I think he's justified in the fact, but I definitely see him coming back.
Yeah.
And it'd be mm-hmm. great to see Static Shock there, because I always love seeing Static Shock
in
this show.
And we haven't seen that much of him, too, we need to see more. Yeah.
And even though I'd rather see him talk more, I liked how they didn't have much dialogue in this episode, because mm-hmm. I felt like in this situation, not talking showed more than what words could.
Mm-hmm. I really love that as well, because I know personally, like, that's how I deal with things. Like, I don't want to talk with anyone, but it's nice to have a friend there who's just, like, there to, like, comfort you, and is there in case you need something, but they don't need to be talking all the time. It's like, you just need that presence of, like, somebody that, like, is there for you.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe give you a hug if you need one. But I like that they showed, you know, people dealing with, like, kind of stuff in that way, because sometimes you just need, just, you don't have to say anything. Just be there for your friends, but you don't have to be talking all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. But it's going to be cool to see when the team, like, what's left of the team come back and join forces and see the outsiders kind of show up and take control and show that they can actually do stuff. So that is going to be really cool to see. That's what we are looking forward to. But speaking of outsiders, as always, we are doing our outsider spotlight, and that is where we spotlight an outsider or a team that is breaking the mold, doing something different, doing something that's actually positive in their environment. And for this week's outsider spotlight, we wanted to spotlight Luke Mullen, who is a 17-year-old actor. Ooh. And fun fact, if you guys remember our first one, I did mm-hmm. Joshua Rush, who's on Disney Channel's Andy Mack.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is actually on the same exact show.
Oh,
Yeah, so he's on Andy Mack as well, or he was on Andy Mack. I think it just ended. Mm-hmm. And he's an environmental activist. So he talks about climate change on all his social media platforms, and he just talks about the effects that's happening in this world. He, from Instagram posts to walking down downtown LA protesting, he's making a change in his environment and using his platform that he has through Disney Channel, through acting in general, to make a positive change. So this week we wanted to highlight Luke Mullen for that. You guys can follow him on all social media platforms at Luke Mullen. And yeah, so our outsider spotlight is to spotlight someone that is a teen that is making a wave, doing something different. So please let us know if you know anyone that is doing the same, because we would love to spotlight them. It doesn't have to be someone famous. It doesn't have to be someone from a grand scale. It could be anybody doing anything positive in their environment. So please let us know, because we'd love to spotlight them. Yeah. But before we get into some predictions, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about, you got some news for us.
Yeah, a little bit of news.
Hit us up with the news.
I mean, in terms of the show, it's been a little bit slow when it comes to news, but there was a really cool interview on Polygon by Susanna Polo. She interviewed the writer of this new DC graphic novel called Dear Justice League. The writer's name is Michael Northrop, and it's the graphic novel is illustrated by Gustavo Duarte. And it's pretty cool. It's like, it just kind of shows, like, each Justice League member answering questions from young fans. But it's like, the cool thing about it is it's not just for young kids. If you read it, it's, you know, it can appeal to anyone. And the writer, Michael, worked at Sports Illustrated for Kids for, like, 12 years. And he said that it was difficult to interview athletes because they're kind of very guarded and... Mm-hmm. They don't want to reveal too much, but he said that when they would answer questions from the kids, they would get more, like, animated, they would open up more. So he kind of thought about, like, superheroes in that same way, because they're, like, kind of, you know, inspiring, people look up to them. So he kind of just, like, brought that concept to, like, superheroes and, like, how they would react or how they would answer questions, you know, that were sent in by kids, because, you know, superheroes could be a little bit guarded, too, in some of the information. So you can probably see a panel there with, like, Wonder Woman answering a question from one of her fans, and, you know, it's just really cute. She's, like, trying to remember how, like, her fan asked her, like, how she celebrated her birthday, and, like, that they're both island girls because she's from Themyscira and stuff like that. So it's just really cute. So it's a, you know, something that you can check out whether you're a kid, teen, or an adult, or, you know, you have someone like that in your home. So go check out Dear Justice League.
That's really dope. I was like, I'm going to watch that or just look at that just to see the different interactions, because it's like superheroes probably being like new age, like realistic stuff, how they're dealing with it, and mm-hmm. like messaging them and seeing their responses. Yeah. That would be hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. But we got like 3 minutes left, so we're about to get out of here soon. Before we get out of here, we got to talk predictions, because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Buzz TV predictions.
Mm. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're kind of getting to the end of it. We see majority of the Justice League under Granny Goodness's control. Only God knows what's going to happen. Or not even God, the dark side. Only the dark side of Granny Goodness knows what's going to go on with that. Halo's gone and under their protection. What are your predictions for the three or however many episodes we have left? Because I believe it's all coming next week.
Three, it's a lot. Okay, so... I feel like ultimately, you know, the outsiders that are left, along with some of the, you know, leftover Justice League members, they're gonna end up saving, you know, the Justice League, and it's like, and then hopefully that means the Justice League will, like, respect them a little bit more instead of, like, trying to, like, do things to make them look good. Also, I don't think Dick is going to die. But I feel like, you know, towards the end, he's going to retire of, like, he's not going to want to be a leader anymore. And I think Connor, Superboy, is going to become the new leader, because I've seen throughout several episodes that Nightwing keeps commenting about how, like, he could be a leader and stuff, and Connor doesn't really want to, but I feel like that's going to happen. And then just, you know, who I think is going to die. Should I say that or not yet?
I think we should. Yeah.
Okay.
So predictions.
If somebody is going to die, sacrifice themselves, I think it's gonna be McGann.
Mm. Did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
So, McGann.
Yeah. Because I mean, she's kind of, I feel like there's been several episodes where, like, she'll say certain things, like basically saying, like, I'm not afraid to, like, sacrifice myself. Like, mm-hmm. So I feel like it's like foreshadowing, like, are you trying to prepare us for something right now? So that's who I think.
So I agree with that. I feel like obviously the outsiders are going to come in and try to save them. But I think if we're talking about deaths, I think it's going to be Bruce Wayne. I think we're getting rid of Batman. I think he's going to try and save Dick somehow and kind of die that way. I also think Dick is going to leave. I think after that, he's going to be like, kind of think, oh,
so we both think that, okay? Yeah. So that means hopefully it's going to happen.
Yes, so you know? Dick Grayson's going to leave.
We're going to be right.
Yes. So I think Dick Grayson's going to leave as well. And then Connor's going to be more of like the leader. I think there's going to be a major betrayal on the light side. That's going to give Young Justice a boost that needs them to take it down. But also the major betrayal is going to give maybe Vandal Savage or can't even think of what his name is. It's going to give whoever does a major betrayal is going to give them a huge boost for the next season. I think that's what is going to be our cliffhanger. I see a lot of betrayals happening, but also a lot of cool action scenes happening. I'm going to be excited because I really hope we get more Static Shock and other of the characters we haven't seen more.
Yeah.
Come up in front, kind of like I know this is not DC, but kind of like when we saw the Avengers come back from the snap and everybody attacks them. I think kind of like that, where the whole crew is going to come out and just take down Darkseid and Granny Goodness.
It's going to be some awesome three episodes.
Yes. So we're going to have a lot to talk about next week. We're breaking down all the rest of the episodes of Young Justice Outsiders. But before we dip out of here, please let them know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at morethanyouthink7 and on Vero at itsmoyt, where Zack Snyder follows me. Woo! Release the Snyder Cut!
I don't have it on my shirt, but same thing. Please release the Snyder Cut. And you guys can follow me at JeffWill_Jr. on all your social media platforms. And we'll be on a plethora of other superhero shows. Remember, next week, same time, Young Justice Outsiders After Show, breaking down the rest of the series. Rest of the season, my bad. And that's it. So make sure you guys tune in, and we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.